Good morning. I'm Thad Kolash.
I'm Gavin Swift.
And I'm Joey Dorning. Welcome to the Bear Facts, where we're doing some celebrating here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
4 straight years. It took half of Garrigan's history before the Golden Bear girls basketball team made it to state for the first time. But now they made it to state 4 years in a row. Because of weather, the girls had to wait an extra day for the regional finals. They played an exciting game against Riceville and ended up with a decisive win to punch their ticket to play at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Bishop Garrigan outscored Riceville in all 4 quarters, winning 21-8 in the first, 15-12 in the second, 24-15 in the third, and 16-6 in the fourth quarter. Audie Crooks, Molly Joyce, and Abby Capacious all scored in double digits on the way to a 76-41 continuous clock victory. Every Golden Bear player got into the game, and many contributed points, assists, or rebounds.
The Bears now have a 23-1 record. That's the best record in Class 1A, and it gives them the number one seed at state. The girls' opening game in Des Moines will be held Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. against Martinsdale St. Mary's. If they win the opener, they'll play in the semifinals at 1:30 on Friday, and we're crossing our fingers that they'll be back in the 1A state championship game next Saturday night.
All seats at state are general admission, and including service fees, tickets cost $11.50 each. There are links on the Bishop Garrigan website and Facebook page to avoid lines and purchase tickets in advance. We hope to see a big crowd down in Des Moines to cheer for the Golden Bears onto victory.
There's lots of other competition happening between now and the state tournament. Today, the Golden Bears speech team is up in Milford for the District Individual Speech Contest. While it's a high school event, this district contest is being held at Okoboji Middle School. Bishop Garrigan's entries include 3 students in spontaneous speaking, Violet Bodie, Brooke Ludwig, and Sam Plath. There are also 2 improvisation entries, Gavin Swift and Benji Trainer.
Thad Kolash and Tate Furch are both in the radio news announcing category. You might have heard them on last week's Bear Facts. Molly Peterson is entered in reviewing, and Brooke Ludwig is competing in an expository address. Lauren Swift is in the poetry category, Savannah Wachter is in the literary program, and Savannah joins Violet Bodie and Benji Trainer in the prose category. Best wish to Coach David Burrow and all the individual speech competitors.
As soon as speech is over, several students will leave for the State DECA Conference in Des Moines. In addition to meetings, they'll be competing with presentations in different business-related fields. The DECA group at Garrigan includes Sam Plath, Molly Peterson, Violet Bodie, Brendan Plath, Sasha Alish, Emmy Bartolo, and Ben Gredeman.
Other DECA members are Sam Gredeman, Ava Huff, Kyra Dykey, Reese Kemna, Brooke Ludwig, Daniel Meiss, Ella Schaaf, Zach Warren, and Haley Reitzel. Rounding out the group are Ava Rothler, Haley Nemers, Logan Nemers, Thad Kolash, Aubrey Meyer, and Zoe Montag. Good luck to everybody involved in DECA.
Last Saturday, senior Gavin Swift and sophomore Scott Borman competed in the Iowa Quiz Bowl League Winter Open Tournament down in Ankeny. They played 7 games. Most were very close, and one of them was a big win over Ankeny. Overall, the Bears finished in 4th place in their division. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
Right after state basketball is over, 12 Garrigan seniors will be heading down to Mississippi to do service work at 2 Franciscan missions there. Joey Dorning, Gavin Swift, Audie Crooks, Matt Kolash, Avery Birdie, Nate Bronk, Maggie Vasky, Drew Casey, Darius Goshi, Garrett Hying, Eva Snyder, and Ali Lallier are all making the trip. They'll be leaving Garrigan at 3 p.m. next Sunday, and they'll return on Friday, March 10th.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Darius Goshi. Here to tell you about her is Violet Bodie.
Darius Goshi comes to Garrigan from the Bancroft area. Like a lot of people from there, her biggest activity is probably softball. Her favorite class is probably art, and some of her work has been honored in the conference art show. Darius will be off to college next year, and we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, Violet. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's a district speech contest today at Okoboji Middle School in Milford. Tomorrow and Monday is a state DECA conference in Des Moines.
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week, Garrigan will be hosting a series of meetings for parents with information on the Monsignor Lafferty Fund and the new educational savings accounts that the state recently approved. You can contact Garrigan President Lynn Miller for more information on those.
We'll have a student mass on Tuesday, then Wednesday the girls' basketball team will be off to Des Moines for the state tournament. The opening game will be at 1:30 Wednesday afternoon against Martinsdale St. Mary's.
There's parish busing scheduled for Garrigan next Friday, but we're hoping the Bears will be playing the state semifinals that afternoon. The state championship game would be next Saturday night at 7:30.
That's the Bear Facts for February. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Go Bears!